6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop dreck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you'd like to touch base. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a request-ish because I didn't have the exact track that he was looking for. I thought I did because I had a CD retrospective of the band. Anyway. Well, I don't know. You can't have everything. Where'd you put it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Questions. Don't mean what you say. Immaculate protection. Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
6:17 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there as well as both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 in the lot of Day and Herbert Streets. And on the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. This is a public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. Anyway, hey, you know, it was a long one, and I actually made very few mistakes. I'm proud of myself. There we go. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up with the Continentals and Continentals Jam, a self-release from 1965 that made its way onto Psychedelic States, Georgia in the 60s. Came out about 15 years ago on Gearfab. Anyway, just heard its 20th Century View from 1967 on the Kaz label, and You Don't Remember. I got off the compilation, An Overdose of Fat Heavy Psych, came out on Arf a number of years ago. Well, they had the Five Americans from 1967 on the Abnac label. Well, they got licensed out or leased out to HBR, and they're the ones that sold all the records. But anyway, Western Union from 1967. The Knickerbockers before that from the Lies LP came out in 66 on Challenge and Please Don't Fight It. Most of the songs in that album were written by Seals and Cross. Why couldn't they write rockers like that or record rockers like that in the 70s? Anyway, because they wrote a bunch of great songs for them. And before that, local favorites, Mission of Burma from 1980, the Academy fight song, released on 80s of Hearts. And we kicked it off with an unreleased acetate by Teddy and the Pandas. Spring came early this year, and that was a request-ish for Richard from Winthrop to kick off the show. Coming up in an hour and 40 minutes, coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes, will be Cloudberry Farm with Alex. Oh, he hasn't been here the last couple of weeks. I got a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks, and if he doesn't show up, I may take that hour and torture you for an extra hour. It just gives me great pleasure, especially if I hit a milestone birthday. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me between shows and send that bumper that I've been begging for years. Now, I had a couple of people come up, either call me or email me, say, I'm making a bumper. Well, do it. Do it. All you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, WMFO, and Alex and all their possible combinations. Then mention your name, your general geographic area, and your claim to fame or lack thereof. Maybe you just like to listen to the show. Well, I don't know, whatever. And you just make a Wavern MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. And if you're on social media, and the minute you are, go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And while you're at it, go to the WMFO Facebook page and like that too. All right. I've talked enough. These are the Desperate Hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Baby does a hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky. 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 Walking on down the line. Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
You're low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
Josephine's on the scene, and Peggy Sue's out there too. Jenny got me on the run, Cecile's doing Peter Gunn. Barbara Haney's got the blues, and Mary Lou ain't got no shoes. Hey, talking about women.
Hey, got
hey. You love any women. Sailor, women in my attic, women on my back porch too. I used to think it was okay, a different girlfriend every day. Now they got me on the run, too many women and no fun. I'm getting nervous cause I see these chicks are closing in on me. Talking about women, got so many women. My attic, women on my back porch too. Hey, hey, hey. Now Josephine is on the scene, and Emily got half of me. Skinny Minnie's in the yard, Bonnie Maroney standing guard. Long toss salads on the phone. Women won't leave me alone. No! Talking about women. Back porch too. Women in my cellar, women in my attic, women on my back porch too.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:33 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard the Belmondos recorded right here at WMFO on July 25th, 2001. The engineer was Joel Simkus. The host of that show was yours truly, me. And they covered Emmett Lord and Women. For that, going out to Dick Cannon, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Hanky Panky, released on the Roulette label in 1966. Apparently, they played this over the public address system in some store, and somebody born in the Jurassic era must have been. Or maybe they haven't listened to enough music or been out of the house since 1953. Took exception to it. But there's always hanky-panky going on here on the third floor of Gurtis Hall, the corner of Boston and College Avenues here in Medford, every Thursday evening from 6 to 8. Actually, it's more just incompetence. But anyway, Tommy James and the Shondells going out to Dick Cannon. Hanky Panky from 1966. Before that, The Road did A Bummer, a instrumental released on the Kama Sutra label in 1969. Then we kicked it off with Caino. Although it's spelled Chaino, but Caino, and he's born in Philadelphia. I was going to play that. Actually, I planned to play that after the Dick Cannon bumper, because he is from Philadelphia. There was a misconception or misrepresentation that he was from Cuba, and he wasn't. But anyway, Caino did The Chase, originally released on the Orb label, 1959. I got off the compilation, Las Vegas Grind, Part 3, the CD version. 855-915-WNFO if you want to touch base. You can always guarantee that I'm going to be, there you go. You can always guarantee that I'm going to find your request. Which is why I usually like hearing that stuff online so I can think about it and find it. And I run around here like, you know, because I'm the only one here, like a one-armed paper hanger. And that's actually, you know, when you consider me, think of me, one-armed paper hanger is an insult to calling me a one-armed paper hanger is an insult to one-armed paper hangers everywhere. But anyway, you heard me fumble around enough, flip and flop and fly linguistically. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. Thank you.
Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
The school board says he can't come to school no more unless he wears his hair like he wore it before. The PTA and all of the mothers say he ought to look like the others. Home of the brave, land of the free. Why won't you let him be what he wants to be? Clothes. And more than once he's gone home with a bloody nose. He's not like them, and they can't ignore it, so they all hate him for it. Home of the brave, we'll be right back.
a couple of hours.
Why don't you just give them what they want?
They'll get what they want.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you real quick what I just played, and we'll swing right back into it and take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Oh, damn it. There we go. Anyway, just heard Sandy Nelson from the Drums of Go-Go LP, came out in 1965 on Imperial and Soul Drums. Before that, the Tornadoes did The Tornado, originally released on the Josie label, 1963. I got off their best of thing, In Charge of the Tornadoes, stuff that was recorded between 1961 or 62 and around 1997. Charge of the Tornadoes came out in 2006. The track was really was engineered by Frank Zappa. Well, then Jody Miller did Home of the Brave. I got the compilation Death, Glory, and Retribution. Came out in 1985 on EMI. Originally released on Capitol in 1965. Joey G and the Come-Ons before that. And She's Mean. Track released on the Sarah label 1965. And off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4. And I kicked off the set with the Unique Teens and Genie. Came out in 1958 on the Hanover label. Anyway, yeah, it's 6:54. This is WMFO. You're listening to the Desperate Hours. WMFO broadcast from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. And they even let people like me in one of their buildings to yell at you and play stuff that I don't know. Maybe you like it. I know I don't like all of it. Anyway, let's get back into it. This next set will take us past a point of no return. These are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5, Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.